Welcome to the first episode of the Greater Dayton Podcast for June 5th. My name is Aaron Chamberlain, and sitting right over there bringing the comic relief for the show is my co-host, Jamie Yost.
That's
How
me.
How are you doing, good sir?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. It is a little cooler out today. It was definitely hot yesterday.
Still hot in here. But when you play in a garage, what do you expect?
Hey-oh. We don't have any drums. This is our first ever podcast, so bear with us. So as we navigate all the ins and outs, we want to do a podcast for the Greater Dayton area with a little bit of news, a little bit of comedy, history, and some upcoming events around your area. So let's jump right into some news. Zoom.
Love that sound effect.
It's going to be one day.
Yeah.
All right. First, we're going to do a little bit of Ohio news. A big one coming down. Ohio double limits on cannabis flower that customers can purchase. Yeah, I hear that's a lot you can get. 2.5 ounces of dried marijuana plant per customer. I hear that's a lot.
I have no idea.
I hear it's a lot, but I guess people want it. It looks like they'll be able to get 2.5 ounces versus the 1 ounce that they could previously get. Also, there's some proposed legislation that would be no ban on sharing of recreational marijuana between of age adults. The current state flat 10% tax would be maintained on all recreational sales, including hemp products. The limit of Ohio dispensaries would rise from 350 to 400, and the minimum distance between dispensaries would be 1 mile.
A lot.
That is a lot. There's a couple more. Public use would be allowed in permitting concert venues. All you musical people out there, you probably would love that. Bars and restaurants still would not have the authority to permit any consumption on their patios or outdoor areas. And the concentration would be capped at 70%. All right, that's it for Ohio news. They're all about the cannabis, apparently.
Like it.
All right, we're going to move on to Dayton news. Looks like reservations are now available for the Teardrops Steakhouse in downtown Dayton. It opens up tomorrow, June 6th, former location of the 111 Flavor House. An update on the Kettering Health Network from the May 20th cyber attack. It says ransomware group claims it stole more than 730,000 files from the Kettering Health Network.
You did this all at your job, right?
What? You caught me there for a loop.
Yeah, right. You were talking about.
So it's pretty. It's pretty serious. If you have any information in there, I would try to do your best to get it out of there. I know you can't only do so much, but that's a pretty big impact to our area. Next up is Mayor's Conversation Tour of Neighborhoods. Mayor Jeffrey Mims Jr. will be meeting with residents during his annual Conversation Tour of Neighborhoods. So if you're interested in potentially getting a chat with Mr. Mims, June 10th, June 17th, June 24th, and July 8th are some upcoming dates. Looks like they're all 6 to 8 p.m. Resident Park is for June 10th, Huffman Neighborhood, June 17th, June 24th is Hillview Neighborhood, and July 8th will be downtown.
Do you think Mr. Mims was a Minion fan?
Maybe. I'm a Minion fan.
I mean, it goes with his name.
That's true. That's true.
If not, he should be.
Dayton launches Age-Friendly Plan Initiative. Age-friendly communities enhance the quality of life for residents ages 55 and above through improved access to needs, amenities, and important services such as healthcare.
I've got two more years.
Two more years?
My language now.
So you're. It looks like this is a good plan for you in the future.
Speak to me.
Land Bank collaboration to build renovates homes. Montgomery County Land Bank, in partnership with the City of Dayton and support from the State of Ohio, will build 40 new single-family homes and renovate 20 others in Dayton neighborhoods. $38 million Child Development Center coming to Wright-Patt Air Force Base. And then some projects changing Dayton coming up, or they may be already in the process. North Main Street safety improvements. Work continues through mid-25 with resurfacing as the final phase, including the road diet with curb extensions. A road diet? Interesting. A pedestrian median, new lighting, and other safety improvements along North Main Street from Great Miami Boulevard to Shoop Mill Road.
Don't they just call it what it is? They're going to fix the potholes.
There we go. Potholes are being filled. Salem and Philadelphia intersection. We'll have some reconstruction of the intersection of Salem Avenue and Philadelphia Drive. New lighting, pedestrian safety enhancements, and more, it says. And then South Main Street can reconstruction, new roadway, sidewalks, and lighting. 6th Street to Patterson Boulevard. All right, that's mostly just Dayton news. So I'm just going to go through some headlines for some other news from the different cities in the area. In Bellbrook, we got Mi Ramen with authentic Japanese cuisine opening up June 7th. Brookville, a 28-year-old man has been ordered to pay more than $2 million for his alleged involvement in a $146 million Ponzi scheme.
That sounds like my brother-in-law. Is in Brookville.
They didn't give a name?
Probably him.
Well, we'll report back on that as we get more details.
I have to find out for you.
In Centerville, Cornerstone's 400-unit residential site nears completion.
Exciting.
It is. I didn't even know what that was.
Something's around here is complete.
Inglewood, the next level game lounge is now closed until further notice. I think it just opened up in February.
So they just went ahead and put the game over sign.
The game over, it is. It will be game over game lounge. Fairborn, seems like there's some weekend training coming up, and you might want to be careful because there's a lot of noise. Members of the 445th Aeromedical Staging Squadron with airmen from Luke Air Force Base in Arizona plan to conduct a full-scale joint exercise simulating medical operations after an invasion in contested space. And then Saturday night, they'll be conducting some operations training, which include gunfire and explosions, smoke, flashbangs, helicopter activity, and more. So if you hear that, don't be too alarmed.
Right.
Greene County to expedite property foreclosure transfers in Fairborn. This will establish an agreement expediting the transfer of foreclosed on property to Fairborn, improving the speed at which vacant properties can be put back in the hands of the residents. All right. Huber Heights, they have a road near Carriage Trails closing for 2 to 3 weeks for sewer work.
Oh, that's a bunch of crap.
Ba-doom-tsh. Kettering, new date set for grand opening of the Three Birds in Dayton, June 17th. Repaving a major Kettering road starts this week, stretching 3 miles.
Three Birds or Free Bird?
Three Birds. Free Bird, that is a song that costs $100 to play. Really? Yeah, it is. It's not a free one. the paving project is for Dorothy Lane, stretching from Dixie Highway at the Moraine border almost to Wilmington Pike. And apparently the last time it was paved was in 2011. Lebanon, Hidden Valley Orchards, revamping food program, adding farm-grown products to retail store. They want to preserve the farmland, support local agriculture, and create meaningful experiences for families. All right, moving on. Miamisburg bans cannabis businesses within city limits before the state law changes. I know we just talked a little bit about that. Miamisburg said, no thanks. Miami Valley Fire District recently upgraded its fleet with 2 new fire engines, replacing some aging vehicles. Over in Moraine, Wind Supply Dayton Electrical relocates to a larger space in Moraine. Moraine is a step closer to getting a Wawa gas station. I think that's how you say that.
Yeah, I think so.
It's got four letters. And convenience store at the southeast corner of Springboro Pike and South Dixie Avenue. This is where the old Frisch's Big Boy was. City Council member Jeanette Marcus calls it a catastrophe waiting to happen.
It is right there. Roads cross, so
So it's a good location. Yeah, it's a good
location.
Springboro district hopes to build a new elementary school if voters approve bond on ballot. And then this was this is one I had to look up. A baby box is to be installed at the fire station in Springboro. Do you know what a baby box is?
That's where you drop your kid off if you don't want them anymore.
Pretty much. A nicer way to say that is a baby box in a fire station. It refers to a safe haven baby box, which is a device installed on the exterior wall of fire stations and hospitals, allowing parents in crisis to anonymously and safely surrender their newborns. In Troy, they have the city council deciding to explore options for providing a consistently playable field for their local junior baseball program, because currently their fields are just getting flooded all the time.
That sounds like Bellbrook. They're always flooded out there.
But they have the Strawberry Festival going on this weekend. Multiple roads will be closed, some starting today, Thursday. The festival includes entertainment on two stages, as well as past popular events, such as the car show on Sunday. They have a 5K, 10K classic run, which is moving to Saturday to alleviate congestion. And the festival hours, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Are you going to the Strawberry Festival?
I am not.
It's very good. You should.
It's probably tasty.
It's a good time, actually.
I've gone in the past. This year it snuck up on me, and I have other things planned. Vandalia. Residents oppose development having an election spat with the city leaders. Petitions with nearly 600 signatures calling for a referendum vote on housing development. I'll just leave it at that. They're having a good time over in Vandalia.
Ever happy in Vandalia.
West Carrollton. Six vying for a vacant spot on the West Carrollton City Council. West Carrollton also met on the 2nd for potential changes to South Alex Road. City says repaving is due, which they really beat the other road on here, Dorothy Lane. The last time it was paved was in 94 or 96. They were not sure. It's in between those dates. So it sounds like it needs to be repaved. And lanes are too narrow on the road and have seen hundreds of crashes. It sounds like it should. Sheets to open the 10th Dayton area location. The store will be at 2100 South Alex Road in West Carrollton. I'm a big fan of Sheets.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. I like the ready to eat food or ready to make or whatever they call it.
Yeah, they got some interesting hot dogs there.
They didn't have any here before, only in West Virginia. But
if you're a smoker, cigarettes are cheaper there, just so you know.
First Thursday Street Fair returns to West Carrollton. That starts tonight, actually. Probably after this comes out, it'll be too late for you, but
you're gonna miss it.
The summer series features live music, local vendors, food trucks, family friendly activities, and it takes place every first Thursday, June, July, and August. All right, two more. Xenia, longtime Xenia schools leader Jamie Simpson is the new middle school principal. God help her. No, I'm sure it'll
be great. Is that the weatherman?
It is a woman.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You said Jamie Simpson. I went straight to the weather person.
It's true. It's spelled the same way as your name. So you would never know. This is a good one. Hamvention 2025. I think it happened mid-May. They break attendance record, their own attendance record, drawing 36,000 people to Xenia.
A lot of people.
Do you know what a ham radio operator is?
No.
It is a
walkie-talkie? CB type stuff.
So the Hamvention is the world's largest gathering of amateur radio enthusiasts breaking their own record. I just said that. But yeah, pretty much it's just, you know, being able to contact people across the world, or well, not probably across the world, but across the country, across the state lines. So when the world comes to the apocalypse, that's who we're going to rely on.
Gotcha.
To contact people. All right, last but not least, Yellow Springs. Green County Beekeepers Honey Harvest event returns this June.
Sweet.
It'll be on June 21st, held at Camp Green. And then Dave Chappelle announces his fifth year of comedy shows in the cornfields. Dates are in July and August, and we'll talk about those.
How much do you think that's going to cost?
enough to where I'd like to go, but I'm probably not going to go.
I don't think I'm going either.
It could be pretty darn expensive. All right. Let's talk about a little bit of history, Ohio history. June 4th, 1953, Kettering Grocer, like a grocery, but grocer? I think that's what that means. Victor Vic Cassano. Can you guess what they did?
Yes, he made pizza.
And his mother-in-law, Caroline Mom Denise.
I don't know what I'm saying here.
Opened what became Cassano's Pizza King.
Right.
That's
pretty
cool.
Are you a fan of Cassano's Pizza?
I think I've had it.
I'm not a big fan. It's okay, but I just don't care for it.
Is it tasty, though? Is it expensive, I guess?
Comparable to, I don't want to say Marion's, but kind of the same style.
Okay. I like Marion's.
Yeah, it's definitely not for me.
Well, we'll get it for the next show, and we'll talk about it. We probably won't, but you guys would never know.
Right.
All right. On the 8th of June, 1847, Ida McKinley, the U.S. First Lady and wife of the 25th U.S. President William, was born in Canton, Ohio. On the 10th of June, 1933, John Dillinger, robs his first bank in New Carlisle, Ohio. How much do you think he got away with?
$300.
Whew. $10,600. I wonder.
Did they catch him?
I didn't do any research on him. I should have.
That's okay.
He made it
with that much money.
Yeah.
How did they even know?
Shoot, I would take $10,000 now. And one other fact, dedicated to promoting global peace and understanding, Dayton is home to the International Peace Museum, one of the only two such museums in the United States. Peace. All right, a couple famous people from Ohio, or from Dayton, Ohio, actually. Actor Tom Aldridge, you ever heard of him?
That's familiar.
Well, he's got a lot of accolades to him. He's been on the Broadway stage, 5 Tony Awards, and appeared on television programs such as Boardwalk Empire and The Sopranos.
A lot of that.
Yeah. I had heard of him before. Athlete, pro wrestler, Wes Lee from Dayton, Ohio. He signed WWE and former NXT North American champion and leader of the High Rise Stable. And last, let's talk about a musician, Little Axe. He's grounded in blues. He spent his early life playing jazz, doo-wop, and gospel. Formed a group, Wood, Brass, and Steel, in 1973, and moved on to be part of the house band for Sugar Hill Records. After that, he formed a trio called Tackhead. That's a cool band name. And he's been working steadily as a studio musician, recording his own albums and other stuff.
What do you think his famous song is? That is kind of tacky.
How? Oh, it might be, actually. It would be a good,
He could do like a tic-tac-toe song.
Oh, I mean, you're just rolling with the ideas.
Dumb jokes all day. Here I am.
We need to get them over to him.
Right.
All right. Let's move on to special days of the week. What we got coming up, Jamie?
Which day would you like first?
What's today?
Today is Thursday.
Thursday, June 5th.
I would probably have to look at my phone because I just can't remember everything like
that's
I used
fair.
To.
That's fair.
But yeah, moonshine was today.
Moonshine Day?
Yep, that was today. And are you a fan of moonshine?
I have partaken. I can't say that I seek it out.
Not for me. Just I have a low tolerance.
Well, it's a bummer I didn't have it on me.
Right.
Just to celebrate that.
Well, that would go along with your National Attitude Day. So
that's today?
That's today.
Okay.
You got National Gingerbread Day, which not a fan of that either. So I guess I'm batting 1,000 over here.
Are you a fan of gingers, though?
Well, you know, partial ginger myself. So.
All right. So, I mean, same here.
All right. We moving on towards the weekend? What do you want to know?
Let's move on. What we got?
Looks like tomorrow is applesauce cake day. I've never had that. Have you?
Applesauce cake.
That's what it says.
Okay.
You've got D Day.
Okay.
Which coincides with National Donut Day. Now, Are those together? Who knows?
I think that was planned.
Yeah, I don't think it was. They're totally two different time periods. But are you having a donut tomorrow?
I mean, at this point, I think I have to.
What's your favorite flavor of donut there?
I do like the classic glaze, but, you know, I like the white cream filling ones. Can never remember the name of them because I always tell them that I want this one. They always give me the custard one, and I don't want that one.
Not Bavarian or however you say that, is it?
Yeah, exactly.
But it is.
There we go.
I'm a partial to blueberry.
Okay.
So if you're listening to this, bring me a blueberry donut.
All right. I will tell you his address later.
Right. As far as what else would you like to know?
Is there any others coming up in the next next week?
Next week? Let's see what we got here.
Anything stand out?
Donald Duck Day is on Monday.
Okay.
Bill and Ted Day, because it's 69, dudes.
Oh, yeah. I see. So Donald Duck Day, do you dress up talk like him?
I can't do that myself, but if you can do it, that'd be awesome.
Okay. I can't really do that either.
Yep.
So I got to practice, you know, do some vocal warm-ups for that one.
If you're an iced tea fan, it's Tuesday, National Iced Tea.
Ooh. Spill the tea?
I'm not a fan of that.
Sounds like a gossip day to me.
Right. Wednesday, we're looking at corn on the cob. Big fan of that. Shouldn't have it, but I like it. And then looks like on Thursday, we got Superman Day.
Superman Day. All right. I'm going to dress up for our show next Thursday.
Superman?
As Superman.
Friday. Sounds amazing.
And so this month is what? We have Pride Month
Pride Month this month got festivals coming up. Got Strawberry Festival is a big one. There's the St. Helens Festival, which is down the road in Riverside.
Yeah. Well, since we're on that subject of festivals, let's just move on into some events coming up for the next week. Going to have a decent amount. First, let's just do a quick run through of festivals. And these are not just the Dayton area. These are kind of all over Ohio because there's just a lot of festivals. And I thought, hey, why not? These are all pretty cool. So for this weekend, we have a bunch of them. In Steubenville, we've got the Holy Trinity Greek Festival. Sebring, we have the Sebring Firemen's Festival. And then there's the Bolivar Strawberry Festival. I guess they're going to be competing with Troy. I would imagine they're not close by.
I think there's like four or five different places that have a strawberry.
Yeah.
I think even Xenia's trying to.
I mean, I don't think you can trademark a Strawberry Festival time frame. Then you got the Canton Greek Fest, Canton, Ohio. St. Catherine Fun Fest in Columbus. I can't say that city. Can you say that?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Like a musical song.
They got a hot air balloon festival, so that's kind of neat. Dayton, we have the Pride Festival, Fraysburg Homecoming, Washboard Music Festival in Logan. In Milford, we got Frontier Days Festival. In Navarre, the St. Clements Festival. In Newark, Hookaville Music Festival. That sounds like it'd be fun. In Concord Township, St. Gabriel Summer Festival, Gates Mills, St. Francis of Assisi Parish Festival, in Parma, Rib and Rock Cook-Off. Now that sounds fun. All right. And then for tomorrow, looks like in Akron, we have the Odd Mall Great Grassman Gathering, Columbus, the Germania Columbus Summer Fest, Mansfield Skate Ohio Art Fair. Thought I said art fart. No, that's not true. Northwood, Palooza in the Park. Westchester Food Truck Rally. That's not too far away. Chillicothe got the Ohio Jeep Fest. So if you got your Jeeps with your ducks, you better go there. So it looks like some of these are for today or for tomorrow and Saturday. Cincinnati, we got the Schwaben Fest.
That with like a Q-tip?
Probably. Deer Park, we got St. John Church Parish Festival. Nelsonville, Starbrook Music Festival, Oroville, Rock the Rails, Sugar Creek, Famous 50s Fling, okay, Van Wert, we got Peony Festival, I'm assuming.
No idea.
The Botkins Carousel in Botkins, Ohio, Columbus Arts Festival, St. Helens Spring Festival, Pyro Arts and Music Festival in Garrettsville. The St. Helens was in Dayton. Greenfield Music Festival in Greenfield, Backyard Bash in Grove Hill, St. Max Festival in Liberty Township, St. Gerard Parish Festival in Lima, St. Michael Festival in Sharonville, Most Blessed Sacrament Parish Summerfest in Toledo. Interesting. Toledo also has Porch Fest.
Yeah, here.
There, there are so many festivals.
How do you go to a Porch Festival? Drive around and wave at people?
And, with my band, we've done those in Springfield. Is it Springfield? I don't remember which one we went to, but they have like different porches, bands come and play, and then people just walk around the city and
camp out in somebody's yard, listen to them play music.
You can, kind of. I mean, it's you
they
know,
get the hell out when you're done.
They can't just keep going, right. And stay there. I mean, I guess you could try. And these are all for Saturday, which kind of breeze through these pretty quick. Bellefontaine Pineapple Palooza sounds fun. Canton St. George Romanian Festival. Chillicothe has a Brew Fest. Cleveland Pride in the Clay. I don't know, maybe
tongue twister right there.
Probably is. Columbiana Wine Festival. Columbus Chicken and Beer Festival. Columbus Summer Wine Festival. Wow, they got a lot going on there.
Columbus always does.
There's the Coshocton Pride Festival. Delaware Pride Festival in Delaware. Hamilton, Ohio Pride Festival. There's a lot of Pride festivals going on right now. Hillsboro Pride in the Park. And Huron Lakefront Market Festival. Kent Art and Wine Festival. Lebanon Festival of the Arts. Lower City's got a cool one. Banjos and Bigfoot Bluegrass Festival at Salt Fork. That's a long one.
Bigfoot's going to be playing the banjo?
Yeah, I think so. That sounds about right. Massillon.
Think Chewbacca's going to show up?
He should.
Or Bigfoot.
I think someone should just show up dressed as Chewbacca.
Music would be simple. The banjo playing.
I would pay money to see that.
So would I.
Massillon Cruisin' and Music Festival. Martin's Ferry has a strawberry festival going on. North Canton Brews, Bourbon, and Barbecue. How'd that Ontario get in here? We have an Ontario, Ohio? I think so. Ontario Kids Festival. Pennsylvania Flea and Heritage Farms. Bachman Orchard Strawberry Festival in Rittman. Man, these just go on forever. We're getting to the end here.
Going to be there all day if you read all of them.
Oh, I here we go. We got Trenton Spring Fest in T-Town, Wilmington Rods Project Farm Market and Trade Days, Wilmot Nature Fest, Worcester Seacrest Garden Fair, Burksville Community Picnic, Chagrin Falls, Art by the Falls, another strawberry festival in Jefferson. Loveland has St. James Mediterranean Food Fest, Mansfield has Party at the Pen. The Ohio Valley Indigenous Music Festival is in Springboro. Steubenville has Ohio Valley Frontier Days. Toledo has Historic Old West End Festival. Troy, we all know about the Strawberry Festival there. Cleveland has Larchmere Rock the Blocks Festival. And then Dayton has a Jewish Cultural Festival. And a lot of these are on either the 7th or the 8th or both. Medina has Heart and Home Marketplace in Medina Public Square summer. We can work on your festival name there. You've probably just done HHMMPS. There you go. Upper Arlington Pride Festival, Cincinnati Fringe Festival the 3rd. Okay. Commercial Point Homecoming. We're getting to the end here. These are starting on the 11th. And we'll just do a few more. So 11th to the 14th to the 15th. So these are all next week. Cincinnati, or I said that one. Commercial Port Homecoming. Minerva Homecoming. I don't know if these are just homecoming or actual festivals, but it sounds like they're festivals. The County Fest Festival in North Lawrence. And then Holland Strawberry Festival in Holland. That's next week. So they lucked out and not did it this weekend.
Any idea where Holland is?
I thought it was across the seas, but we could.
I believe it's in Columbus.
We could look it up, but it's probably not worth it.
I mean, if you're not going to go there, then I worry, I guess.
North Market Night Market at Bridge Park the Third, or Three, Dublin. Arts on Arlington in Upper Arlington. And then a few more, which we'll just touch on those next week. All right, so those are the festivals. For fairs, there are a whole lot less than that. So in Cambridge, we have Valley View Trade Days. That's the 6th through the 8th. Also, 6th through the 8th, Hillsborough Mustard Seed Market. And then these are...
That's a fair?
Yep.
Mustard Seed's a fair.
No. Yep, it's a fair. It's in Hillsborough. Hillsborough? Yeah. So these are all the 7th and or 7th and 8th. Columbian Station Engine Show, the Meigs County Trade Days in Pomeroy, Cars and Crafts in Worcester. It's the same thing, Seacrest Garden Fair in Worcester. And then Lancaster, we have the Spring Festival Car Show and Swap Meet, Lucasville Trade Days, Paulding County Fair. And then on the 8th, Jim and Dan Comic and Toy Show. Oh, that would be fun. That's in Dayton. Yeah, that's on the 8th in 3 days. That's it. That's all the fairs. Yeah. A lot less.
Yeah, more fairs are towards like July, August.
Yeah, we'll start seeing a whole bunch of them.
Quite a bit then. Yeah, I think right now people are just getting over graduation.
Yeah, this is graduation month after all.
Most fairs, I want to say most of them take place around here after 4th of July.
That's fair. Yeah. Ba-doom-tsh.
Did there.
We're going to get sound effects eventually. Gotcha. No, we don't need sound effects. We can make our own. All right. So let's look at some upcoming events just in our local area. I know I just did a whole bunch of events, but these are all local to us. We got a bunch of exhibits going on. A lot of these are multi-day, so I'm just going to list them now. And then if you're interested, you can look them up. There's an exhibit at Dayton Art Institute, the Jamie Wythe Unsettled Museum, at the Contemporary Dayton Arcade Exhibits at the Co. Let's see. At St. Clair College, Rennie Gower and Kate Santucci. Contemporary Dayton is another exhibit at Contemporary Dayton. International Peace Museum, Enduring the Siege of Sarajevo. I should know how to say that, but I can't.
Let's butcher your shows.
There we go. I think that's about it for the exhibits, so that's probably good. La Comedia Dinner Theater. These are all starting on June the 5th. I did not mention that at the start. Children of Eden at the Dinner Theater. Check that out if you're interested. Looks like it's $70 plus for a ticket. The Dayton Theater Guild, Between Riverside and Crazy. $24 plus ticket fee. Let's see.
These are definitely not Happy Meal prices, that's for sure.
And how did Sandusky get in here? But they have Ohio Bike Week, the day 4 of 6, so that's cool.
Is that a motorcycle or a bicycle?
I think it's bikes. Bicycles? I think it's bikes. Ohio Bike Week. I don't know. Ohio Bike Week, because I can look stuff up on the internet, right? Doesn't have... Yeah, it's definitely not bikes. It's definitely motorcycles.
Definitely motorcycles.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Might see a few things that you might not expect.
You probably see a lot of things you're not expecting.
Definitely
there.
Tattoos everywhere.
There we go. Everywhere.
Somebody burning rubber.
Everywhere. What kind of rubber are you talking?
Whatever you'd like to think about there.
There we go. The Loft Theater has the Comeuppance. $23 plus ticket. Looks like it's day 2 of 12 currently. And moving on down, looks like I have all the festivals here too, which I already went through all that. Dayton Theater Guild's also doing Between Riverside and Crazy, which I think I already said that one. Never mind.
That would be the St. Helens Festival.
I'll just edit that in post. let's see. At the Levitt, tonight is way too late now, but
you missed it.
Lenita Smith, R&B and pop. And then Dayton Dragons currently are playing the Lansing Lugnuts.
They'll probably lose like they did the past three games.
Man, such a ringing endorsement for the Dayton Dragons.
I'd like to see them win, but looking good.
Also tonight, music bingo at the trolley stop. That's exciting. You probably missed it again. All right, Friday, big day. I need to get all these festivals out of here. God.
That one.
Yeah, well... true, pretty much.
Read it all from there.
That was the goal, but it didn't work out. Still working on this, guys. You know, just bear with me. So starting tonight, looks like a week thing this week at Yellow Cab. Host Pride Weekend featuring Heavy Head, Ty B and The Buzz, Kim L. They also have every Tuesday is karaoke with Zane, and every Wednesday live trivia. Nice. Let's see. Get out of my way. So it looks like Friday and Saturday, Front Street Art Hop. Every Friday and Saturday, explore art studios in the area. So they have a lot of good stuff down there. Dayton Pride is going on downtown. Party at the Plaza, Dayton Air Park. Break out your baseball hats and jersey. Party at the Plaza returns 5 to 7:30. Looks like it's a free event.
Hey, people will be dressed like Pete Rose.
Is it too soon to make those jokes? it looks like you got some guided tours downtown at the Dayton Arcade. $10 looks like.
Got to pay $10 to have someone walk you around the museum?
Pretty much.
They better push me in a wheelchair, too.
Party at the Landing with the Prince Project. That's Friday at Austin Landing. It looks like it's a free concert. Did I mention St. Helens Spring Festival?
Once or twice.
Okay. Because I couldn't remember.
You're going there, right?
No.
Really is a good time. Now, if you're looking for some old-fashioned, home-cooked, like old-school food, their cafeteria there is really, really good.
I like it. I like that.
It is. It's amazing. It reminds you of something that you've had in your childhood. At least it was for me when I had their food.
Well, I like food.
Don't so, we all?
Don't, I mean, just look at us. For those you audio listeners, just paint a picture. That's all you got to see. At the Levitt, looks like Friday, they have Rio Classics Band featuring Terry Luttrell, classic rock. Those are usually free concerts, so those are that'll be fun. Riverscape 80s Night with Retribution. This is free. Another Dragons game.
That's the proper name for them, Dragon.
All right, here's some music. Some of them paid, some of them free, coming up on Friday. Ben and Pete is free at Jane's on the Main. Pride Silent Disco at Dayton Arcade, starting at $8, $20 plus. Tony Romiti, $25 plus at the Bright Side Triple Nickel. Phone Booth Lounge, starting at $8. Dayton Salsa Project, $10 at the Hidden Gem Music Club. The Filthy Heathens, free, Good Time Charlie's. Let's see, Seven Strings Acoustic at the Courtyard Lounge in Inglewood. And I think that's all I have for Friday. Let's move on to Saturday. So Saturday, I think, has probably some carryovers, like exhibits and stuff like that. Moving on.
Looks like most of this stuff is like 2 or 3 day festivals.
Yeah, it's a big weekend this weekend. Definitely want to highlight a lot of them.
Really the official kickoff towards festival season.
It's summertime. Summertime's coming. There's a DCC car show in Austin Landing on Saturday.
That's the Cars and Coffee, I think.
Yeah, DCC car show.
Right.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Family-friendly setting. There's also a summer flea market at the Lathrum Senior Center. Come get your stuff. I like flea markets, actually. They're pretty fun. Still going on the Troy Strawberry Festival. Can't mention that enough. Ohio Valley Indigenous Music Festival is on Saturday in Springboro. Lebanon Festival of the Arts in Lebanon, as you could guess. Fitness in the Park, Sculpt with Speakeasy, Riverscape Metro. It looks like 10 to 11 a.m.
So I won't be going to that.
You do that after before your Strawberry Festival run.
Exactly.
Get ready for it.
Be able to fit that in.
Yeah, there's a lot of Pride stuff going on downtown Dayton, Oregon District.
Hope it doesn't rain like they think.
Yeah, I know. It's threatening it right. It's threatening it right now. Looks like the what is it called? Something on the 5th, basically, where they every weekend Oregon District, it's closed for people to just walk around, no cars passing through. So I think that's every weekend. So that's coming up. That'd be nice to be able to get out and just walk around, not worry about cars. All right, some music coming up. Ben and Pete at the Heather's Cafe in Springboro. That's a free concert. High Tea with harpist Leah Etz. Reservations required. This is at the Dayton Women's Club. Heartsick Mixtape Festival, Dayton Pride After Party. That's 5 to 11. Barely Able. It's a free concert at the Green. That's kind of a cool name. Samuel Harness at the Bach Family Brewing. There's a Pride After Party featuring Molly Grace at the Levitt. It's at 7 to 9 p.m. All right, just finishing off some more here. Volcano, Everything's Fine Tour. This is at the Victoria Theater. More Dayton Dragons. Kierstead. It's a free concert at Jane's on the Main. Michael Cavanaugh, Schuster Center, 27-plus ticket. Gavin DeGraw and Colby Calais, man, probably.
I think that's it.
It's at the Fraze Pavilion, $45 tickets and up. The Termites, free at the Phone Booth Lounge in Kettering. I like that. Next to Nowhere, $5 door charge looks like at the Hidden Gem Music Club. The Filthy Heathens, free at the Barrel in Springboro. Shameless plug for myself. My band Vinyl Vultures were playing at the Mug and Jug Tavern. That's in Springfield. Slideshow, free at the Brick Tap and Tavern in Huber Heights. Hey, that's pretty close to you, ain't it?
Yeah, not too far down the road.
That's this weekend, correct?
That is. Yeah. I like there
on Saturday.
Yeah, we've played there before.
Oh.
It's a fun place. I like coming back to that. I think we play that again this year sometime. Denim Deluxe Band, free at the Good Time Charlie's. Kim L, $5 at the Yellow Cab Tavern. And Loose Cannon at the Courtyard Lounge in Inglewood. So that's Friday and Saturday. We'll just touch on some for Sunday. There's a lot of the same stuff going on. Festivals. Looks like Gears and Beers on Sunday from 11 a.m. to 2.
Right. Right when church should be going
on. Yep. This family-friendly car cruising showcase, vintage classics and modern machines. The Skinner Pipe Organ Concert at the Dayton Art Institute from 2 to 3. That looks like that'd be interesting.
How many women will show up for that one?
Hey-o. River's Edge Brass Band with Organ Free Will Offering at the Westminster Presbyterian Church. I think that's about...
There's an offering joke there, right?
Yes. You're in a church. You need to...
Ironic that it's on a Sunday.
Hey-o. Let's see. Moving on to Monday. Not much going on. There's the Community Fitness Boot Camp at Metro Park Riverscape from 6 to 7, 7:30. There's also a Booty Mix Fitness. I don't know if it's
booty
the same
mix?
Thing. Yeah. Boot Camp or Booty Mix. They're both, I guess, they could be the same. They could be different.
So it's essential that you get there.
It is correct.
Right. Gotcha.
Nailed it. Not to be, yeah. Tuesday, we got a lot of the same stuff as far as exhibits and such. There's a Zen Kids Summer Camp, Trivia Tuesdays with Daga at Curio Courthouse Square. Community Fitness in Riverscape Charity Bingo with Sisters Supporting Sisters. I don't know what that address is. 700 East 4th Street. Karaoke every Tuesday with Zane. And Tuesday Night Bingo at Riverscape. I'm going to check that out. I like playing bingo, actually. Wednesday.
Do you think that bingo has something to do with, like, the people or the... they see there, so that has to be on your board.
Oh, like, I say like
a,
that.
A person walking by with a dog would be on your bingo
board. I like that, actually. It probably isn't, yeah. But well, isn't there like a...
I know they have
chicken,
it. If
there's, like, a, there's like a chicken poop game where, you know...
When you're like traveling, you can actually like play these games and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Car.
They just do it at Riverscape.
Right.
Where all the geese poop is. That sounds just like our job, too. Wednesday... Zen's Day featuring violinist Noelle Grace. That's at the Curio Courthouse. Looks like they do like something each week during the lunch hour time. So that's 12 to 2 p.m. I think I've been forgetting to say some of the times on here. But if you're interested in it, you can always look those up. Family program, color mixing science at the Dayton Metro. Quilt Bag Plus Crew at the Dayton Metro Library from 4 to 5. Aaron haircut at 4:30 to 5. Okay. I think that's my calendar event.
Right.
So you don't need to come to that one. There's free yoga at the Dayton Arcade from 5:30 to 6:30. And
I would love to see everyone show up dressed like Yoda. If you want to do this yoga thing, because that would be like hilarious.
Free. You're like, I thought it said Yoda.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yoda can still do yoga.
What's wrong with this guy?
Last, community fitness SWERC at the Riverscape Metro, 6 to 7. So that's they got different fitness groups that kind of do stuff at the Riverscape. So that's a lot of fun. I don't know if there's anything I really need to mention on for that Thursday, because I'll mention that. You know what? I'll just talk about those. Tiny Thursdays at the Dayton Art Institute. This is for
any people.
Thursday the 12th.
Short one.
It is actually baby siblings welcome. So I'm sure that will appeal to a lot of people. I like this one. Unplug Thursdays with multi-instrumentalist singer-songwriter Joshua Freshore. This is 12 to 2. This is at the Curio Courthouse Square. So that's that lunch gig. Honoring the service and legacy of American women's veterans at the Dayton Women's Club.
Yeah, this unplugged thing is during lunch. People want peace and quiet.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. That makes a hell of a lot of sense there.
Yeah, it does.
He's definitely getting some food thrown at that guy.
6 to 8 p.m. open collage night at the Dayton Arcade. It looks like a $10 or free, depending on what it is. Thursday, we got the Levitt concert, Joe Waters and the Back Porch Band. This is a blues band. Those are all free concerts. Just show up, bring your lawn chair, bring your snacks, have a good old time. 7 to 9, we got the big band with the Bob Gray Orchestra at Riverscape. Those are always fun too. I know some people in that group. 7:30 to 9:30, jazz at the Gaither by Ghostlight. And then 8 to 10 at the trolley stop, we got music bingo. Lots of music stuff going on Thursdays. Have I missed and forgot anything, Mr. Jamie?
Other than what you're doing this weekend?
Well, you know, I have a gig on Saturday. And then the rest of the things, I would have to look at my calendar because I can't remember the next hour that's in front of me half the time. I got nothing.
Got nothing planned. I know. Let's see. I'll probably try to go to the Strawberry Fest. Squeeze it in either Friday or early Saturday morning because I have a birthday party to do. We have a blue birthday party.
Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have mascots that we dress in.
Yeah.
To generate funds for our community. Probably be grocery shopping sometime. Get things ready for next week.
Yeah, because... festivals and all sorts of things.
I'd love to go out to St. Helens, but I don't know if I'm going to have time. I really do want some of that old food that I just haven't had in time.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you have any extras, I do like food. You know, it's funny. I'm not going to any strawberry festivals, but my wife is actually going to Huber's in, I think it's Kentucky, to pick strawberries. So she said, I don't care about these festivals. I'm going to go pick them myself. It just happens to be the same weekend as all these other strawberry festivals.
You know, in Troy, they actually have a Fulton Farms where you can go pick your own strawberries up there.
Yeah. I think we might have been there, too.
Don't have to go to Kentucky.
You don't. Well, you know, we just have some family there.
Yeah, so, you know, gas is cheap right now.
Easier. Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, it's true. All right. Anything
else? Get away from you.
Anything else that we're missing on the event side?
If not, we'll let you know next week.
Okay.
You missed it.
All right.
This message was self-destruct in 3, 2, 1.
Well, that's all we have for today. We want to thank everyone for tuning into our podcast. We hope you enjoy listening to everything. We are a value for value podcast, meaning we won't ever have advertisers or any paywall for extra content or any Patreon subscriptions, you know, like and subscribe. This is the only way I can fund my life. But value for value is just if you get value out of this show, consider donating in the form of time, talent, or treasure. Time could be giving of your time to share information with us, like if we missed some events or you just want to write in to us and, you know, tell us how we're doing. Talent could be creating artwork or little jingles or anything that might be fun that we could add to the show. Or treasure, if anything monetarily that you felt, you know, you got value out of the show and you want to donate to us. You know, anything that would just cover cost of the podcast and being able to host that kind of thing. But we do appreciate, you know, anyone tuning in. If you want to reach out to us and give us any feedback or any information or anything that, you know, would benefit us, you can email us at greaterdaytonpodcast@gmail.com. We are still in the process of figuring this all out. We are going to try to release this on a weekly basis on Thursdays to kind of get you ready for the weekend. This might be a little bit longer of a podcast for our first one. We are going to try to keep it within probably 20-30 minutes. Show just so it's not extra long. Anything you want to add to that?
Can't think of anything right now.
All right. Well, we appreciate everyone tuning in, and we'll leave it at that. That's all I got to say. Bye.
Thank you.